What are we doing here about Durant and his offense and trying to get him into the flow? Because obviously it's a style that he hasn't played as a professional before, outside of maybe his rookie year when he obviously wasn't the focal point that he is now of the offense. And last night, Francisco Garcia did a tremendous job on him. Parsons at times, Delfino, they all frustrated, and they're double, triple teaming him the entire game. He gets 38 points, Coach, but they weren't an easy 38 points, even though they came on 12 of 16 shooting. He really had to work to get open. He was frustrated at times. You saw it when he got physical on a few different occasions. He had four personal fouls, a couple of those on the offensive end. If you're Scott Brooks, if you're put in the situation where you've got to learn on the fly, how are you going about getting Durant open? Because it seems sometimes he's bringing the ball up the court. Other times he's waiting for something to happen. It doesn't seem like they have too many set plays in order to create something for Durant.
Well, he is, you know, I mean, again, he was so efficient last night other than the turnovers. And what you're saying is true. A couple of those turnovers were pushing off, you know, because guys are hanging on, they're frustrating them, they're, you know, they're holding, they're grabbing, they're doing whatever they can do to try and keep his numbers down. I mean, but when you go 12 of 16 and 13 of 15 from the line with eight boards and six assists, you know, he's doing his thing. I mean, you can't expect much more from him. I mean, he's not going to... You know, you don't think he's going to average, you know, 40 points a game, which is what they needed last night. So it's clearly on the rest of the guys. If Durant can keep doing what he does, I mean, he plays a very efficient game all around. He sets his other guys up. I mean, just the fact, you know, he had six assists last night again. Says you know, the style of player he is.
Well, should he be bringing the ball up the court? And this was a debate last night on the broadcast. Should he be bringing the ball up the court and sort of starting the offense or taking his shot immediately after he crosses half court? Or should he be a guy that's allowing Reggie Jackson or Derek Fisher to bring it up and get things started and try and come off a couple of picks, a couple of set plays?
Well, I think what you were seeing last night, part of that why he's bringing the ball up the floor is because he couldn't get the ball.
Yeah.
He says, "So if I can't get the ball,
absolutely,
I'm just going to bring it up. Now I got it. Now you guys got to either come take it out of my hands and double team me, and I can set somebody else up for a pretty good shot, or you know, I can create it off pick and roll and get a shot from for myself."
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Sirius 92, XM 208, and Sports Zone on the Sirius XM app.